escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go, Hour 3, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We are standing by for Dak Prescott on the tennis courts in Oxnard. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. As Brian brought us his Krusty's Corner every afternoon here in the nation. Usually it's at 3:40, but we were moving things around here, anticipating Brian, so we're just kind of doing some Q&A last segment. Here's the corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. I like the question and answer stuff. Still waiting on Dak Prescott. Got word about Steele.
Oh.
Still working on that.
Okay.
They're still working on that. They don't know exactly what they have. So hopefully, it sounds like to me that maybe they went and took this kid in for an MRI and stuff to see where they're at. I said, hey, what can you tell me about Steele? And they said, we're working on that as we speak. So
I'm not a doctor, obviously. I do attempt to play one on the radio, Brian. That doesn't sound good.
No, it really, really doesn't. I mean, like I said, it might be a thing where they just don't have the information back yet. You know, they just don't have it, as they work through it, maybe we'll get a little update. You know, it might be something that like he's just not back. You know, and he went off and he's just not back. They maybe had to send him somewhere else to get this done.
Yeah,
because
sometimes the X-ray machine you have isn't fine enough to detect a hairline fracture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to sit here and make it sound like doom and gloom. They said, hey, we're working on it now. That's the message I got. So maybe here later in the afternoon we'll get an update on that.
Fingers crossed for just some tendonitis, some joint inflammation, and they were just being extra careful. Maybe 10 days off, be good to go.
Yeah, sprain, something like that, something that you can kind of work through that. But I didn't see it happen yesterday. This must have been something that this must have been something that took place, you know, after practice, that probably, you know, slept on it overnight, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we need to maybe swole up on him, and then we maybe need to go take a look at it.
So, those sprained ankles are tricky, man. Sometimes it feels like I'll never walk again, and you are up in 20 minutes, and then other times you're like, what was that? And wake up tomorrow, it's worse.
Yeah, the overnight stuff is.
How would they be fixed if they had to go without him right now? If they had to go without Terrence Steele for a while, that's not a pretty picture, is it?
Well, no, because there's so much with the unknown with Adeniji. If he's going to be the one that's going to get the first, you know, the first crack at this, I would say that, you know, he is a guy that is a. It's not like you're throwing a rookie guy out there. It's not like you're throwing, say, Thomas out there, who is a second year guy with a little bit no experience. Adeniji is a guy that has 6 years of experience, so that, you know, it's a veteran player in that regard that has some experience. Starting some NFL games. And that's, I think, you know, right now, you know, that would be the first thing that I would think of. It's like, And I really thought that Awesome Richards, you know, and Awesome Richards had been working on the left side. And, you know, it might not be, they might be legitimately thinking like left side players and right side players. Not, okay, this guy's a swing tackle mm-hmm. thing. I mean, they might be thinking left side, right side, having a guy that can do each. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Fingers crossed. What else jumped out to you today that's on your notebook, buddy?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I really, you know, it's it to me, it's when I watch these with the offensive line. I know we talked about, you know, with them and that ability, and I'm starting to get a better feel of how they're going to run this football. And I, you know, when you go down to the other end of the field, I was with the defensive guys yesterday, and today I was with the offensive line, and I just wanted to get, you know, okay, how are they teaching these drills? How are they teaching the scheme? You know, it wasn't one of those things where you're like going, okay, we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna pull in guards and stuff. They worked on things where it was like some down blocking stuff and turn, move your feet, that kind of, you're thinking, oh, okay, maybe this is going to be some seal and pull and those kind of things. And then all of a sudden they get into really the meat and potatoes of the period, and it's like, okay, now they're hip to hip and they're working on that, they're pushing. And then you see that kind of translate into how they're running the football. And so they're going to their idea is, I think the outside stuff is going to be more of a the outside stuff run is going to be from the shotgun. The inside stuff, or how they're going to probably run the football, is going to be more of a like under center, take the ball to the back. And then let them push that front, and then the back make the read off that. So that's that power gap scheme. And you know, maybe when, and I should have known better when they drafted Booker, you know, that's what they're probably going to do. They got into a lot of 12 personnel stuff. They got into where Hunter Lipke was, sometimes he's a fullback, sometimes he's a tight end. They're trying, I think, to be a team that's not going to be too fancy at running this football.
Scooney had a nice catch today. Is he part of that 12, or has it been mostly
span forward?
Yeah,
it's been a lot of it has been Ferguson and then span forward. And you know, Schottenheimer said it today on the podium. It's not that Scooney's been bad. It's been span forward as a whole. Mm-hmm. As a whole. The tight end group as a whole has looked pretty good. If Ferguson made a couple of plays today, he looks like he's healthy. You know, last year he was banged up with the knee and then the concussion. It just wasn't a very good look for him last year. It was a big struggle. But
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Span Ford made a couple of plays yesterday, a really good adjusting catch that he made. And then today they, you know, they threw him the ball again and he's able to make a play. So we haven't seen drops or problems. This tight end group, we kind of thought was like, maybe a little bit question other than Ferguson. well, here's, you know, Span Ford and Schoonmaker both kind of showing up a little bit. I thought was something was really interesting today when they were working with the offensive line. You know, they go over on the to the drills, the tight ends, and they've got four, they got three tight ends that don't go over there. And I wonder if they kind of feel these guys, are they really just pass receiving tight ends and really not blocking tight ends? And that's Fairweather, the rookie from Auburn. He didn't go over. Neville, Tyler Neville, he didn't go over there as well. And then also John Stevens didn't go over. So they got these every other tight end is over there working with the offensive line on the, you know, the combination periods and stuff. But those three guys stay with a different group or stay with a coach and work on their own. So I need to ask about that. Like, why do those three guys don't get to go over and work with the other guys? You know, do you guys feel like that they're just really, you know, are these guys just really pass catchers and not blockers? I was just kind of curious why those three guys didn't get the opportunity. Yes. But maybe I'll figure that out here in a little bit.
The running back room, I mean, we kind of all threw dirt on Deuce Vaughn, but we're starting to see some maybe a different look in Deuce Vaughn.
Well, the one thing when Deuce Vaughn has space, we've seen him run with some explosiveness and some quickness. You know, that's kind of what he did at Kansas State. There's been times where, you know, maybe that group that he was running behind the last couple of years, maybe they just haven't been good enough. You know, maybe when he's gotten opportunities, they just haven't been good enough getting him space. But he's made some violent cuts. Ball going to the right, and all of a sudden things open up, and he sees it, and he's into the secondary. So, he looks like a much different player than he's looked the last 2 years, having to, you know, run behind a line where it looked like he was kind of stuck in mud.
They've been working some screen game action today, Broadus?
Yeah, a little screen game stuff, and our guy Ezra Rocco just blew it up. They tried to throw one to his side. They tried to slip. I'll tell you an interesting kind of a scheme thing they're doing, and they take the back and they take Lipke and they throw. They act like they're running a screen with those two. It's like a two man screen, and so they tried to run it today, going to the left. And that draws the defense. It kind of stretches the defense, and they took Ferguson and put him inside. And so what happened is they get the stretch with the fake screen, and then it opens space inside. So they just fit the ball to the tight end. They did that two different times for kind of some nice little gains inside, where you're thinking, oh damn, they're throwing the screen going here, and as the defense expands, then that just allows Ferguson to kind of sit in the middle, and Dak was able to hit him. But yeah, they tried to throw the ball to Williams on a screen to the right, and Ezra Rocco just blew it up. I mean, he was right there waiting for it.
Man, so, he's doing everything, isn't he? This guy's going to be a star.
Yeah. Well, he's just, you know what? I mean, the learning curve for him seems just so small because he can rush the passer. I mean, and it's not just. He's not just taking advantage of second and third offensive linemen. He's honestly like rushing, you know, whether it's when Steele was in there or when Guyton was in there. You know, he's honestly doing some good rushing and against some good players. So he just seems like to me that he's got a real good understanding, you know, wherever they put him, whether it's on the right side or the left side. He's got this feel for how to get up the field, you know, how to, you know, not get fooled. A lot of these guys will just run up the field and then the ball goes inside or it goes over the top of them or something like that. And then, you know, they're out of position or they go too far past the quarterback. This kid doesn't seem to have that issue at all.
When you were saying earlier, you don't think their run game's going to be, you know, diverse or fancy or whatever. There's still plenty of opportunity to provide contrast, because one of the themes of Shoddy's talking is to be unpredictable. So you're not saying they're going to be a predictable run game,
well,
are you?
Well, yeah, if they're a power gap scheme, it's not very – that's not a pretty run scheme. That's just get hip to hip and push. is what that is. And that's allowing the backs. It's very reminiscent of what we used to see back in the Shanahan days with, I'm talking about old man Shanahan running the football. Like, you know, you get a back, you get guys that are going to push. That Denver scheme was really more, instead of pushing, it was really cutting is what it was. They chopped those defensive linemen. So they, you know, those guys played low. They were a lot lighter back then. But this scheme is this hip to hip and push is what they do, and then let the backs cut off that. At least through the first 3 days, that's how they've shown their run scheme.
So off tomorrow, and then we're going to get in pads soon?
Sunday. So Sunday. What time do you guys get in Sunday, by the way?
I think 12:30.
You're cutting into my practice is what you're doing. Yeah. That's good planning on your part. But here we are. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, we got a padded practice on Sunday, and then a padded practice again on Monday is what we got.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we got a day off tomorrow, and then they have that ceremony, the Oxnard ceremony where, you know, we get up here and everybody sings and has
mayor
a good time.
Comes out
and mayor comes
cut
out
a ribbon.
Gives Jerry a ball or a jersey and says thanks for being here, and then away we go with a practice.
We should just get Carter or Ruben to come pick us up on Sunday, bro. You don't need to be missing any practice.
Nah, man, we're all good. We're all good. You're gonna be proud of this vehicle I got. This thing is a beast.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Oh, I'm not gonna tell you. You're gonna have to see it for yourself.
I hope it's another man van.
Oh, wait till you see this thing, Dawson. You're gonna appreciate driving this thing.
I love it. You're the man.
All right.
Anything on Jaden Blue?
You know what? He lined up in the wrong spot today, and they had to re-huddle, you know, but he has gotten some opportunities to run the football. He is very, very explosive. And there was one time, like I said, where they went up to the line, and he was a little bit confused to where he needed to be. He needed to start on the right side because they brought him from the right side to the left side in motion, and they had to re-huddle and stuff like that. And Dak walked up and explained to him, you know, you got to be over here instead of over here. So they kind of figured that all out. So, you know, but hey, when he gets the ball, you can tell. I mean, him and Deuce and our guy Sanders. I mean, it is a good deal. By the way, here comes the quarterback.
So speaking of Dak.
Yeah, so he's heading to the podium right now, and I am watching him walk up to the podium, and he is now sitting down. Tab is going to introduce him, and away we go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.